Hi, I'm Megan, Director of Content and Research at the International Bunch. We understand how precious your time is and that you also love to stay up to date and get all the important news and resources all in one place. So we've decided to replace our weekly roundup and save you some time by pulling it all together into our new monthly update, bringing you the best from across the industry. Today we're looking at what was hot in January in 2024, looking at the latest news. In scholarly communications industry news, Silverchair and Hum have recently published their Publishing Tech Trends 2024 report. Predictions include a greater focus on business-to-consumer technologies and platforms, an increase in investment in core processes, and, unsurprisingly, rapid advancements in AI tools and technologies. Our CEO, Lou, joined 17 industry experts in their insights and expertise in this report. It's really worth a read. Next in news, Cactus and Elsevier have announced a partnership to bring over 19 million Elsevier research abstracts to researchers' mobile devices, aiming to enhance the accessibility of research content for the academic community. United to Act have also released their consensus statement against paper mills, bringing together different voices from across the fields through joint projects and initiatives, but all with the same goal of combating the problem of paper mills. ResearchGate and BMJ have joined forces to expand the accessibility of vital healthcare knowledge for global medical researchers. UKSG have undertaken their DEIA audit and have put in place an action plan to further improve DEIA to make recommendations on embedding it within its policies, procedures, committees and activities. JISC is continuing to support the transition to open access with new resources to help publishers better comply with UKRI policies. The resources cover licensing, rights retention, open access, and much more. The Equity, Diversity and Inclusion Survey has been launched by the European Association of Science Editors and the Coalition for Diversity and Inclusion in Scholarly Communication. The survey has now closed for responses, but you can register for a webinar which will explore the results and is scheduled for the 19th of March. Clarivate have launched the Web of Science Grants Index, which helps researchers to have a better view of the funding available and empowering informed decision making. So that's the latest roundup of the scholarly communications industry news, but we'd also like to talk to you a bit about marketing hot topics and what we're seeing everybody talking about at the moment. First of all is, are marketers feeling overworked and underpaid? Have a look at the Marketing Week 2024 Career and Salary Survey. Really interesting statistic from there shows that 70% of marketers feel like their responsibilities have increased over the past year, but only 40% feel they have seen a corresponding increase in pay. We wonder, is this due to a lack of understanding of the value of marketing within companies? And maybe there are ways that marketers can demonstrate their worth even more. How can ultra long tail keywords drive revenue? Discover some new SEO tips from marketing guru Neil Patel. Businesses can focus on creating content that is shareable and engaging and resonates with their target audience. Video content and voice search continue to grow in importance for marketing, and it is all about personalization. Next, advertising spend on short form videos is rising. It's expected to hit $145 billion by 2028. This type of content can be a really powerful tool for generating leads, increasing brand awareness and driving user engagement. How about the new 30-minute TikTok videos? How will they affect potential revenue for the platform? Is it an attempt to compete with YouTube, and will it succeed in attracting more long-term content creators to TikTok? Benefits could include broader monetization potential based on pre- and mid-roll ads, which can then be attributed back to the creator directly. AI, of course, is continuing to make waves in the industry. The AI Lab content discovery and recommendation tool has been announced by Silverchair, and China continues to approve increasing numbers of AI tools through new approval processes. Google has started blocking third-party cookies in Chrome. Earlier this year, testing had started taking place for 1% of users, and this will ramp up in the coming months to reach 100% of users from quarter three this year. Find out how to prepare looking at auditing third-party cookie usage and testing for breakage in Google's latest blog post on this. Next is our fun section. We like to call this our Did You Know section. It's our monthly pick of unusual and surprising research. First of all, astronomers have discovered an influx of black holes in space. 18 black holes have just been discovered by a team from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Next, the zombie plant of Panama. Find out how this amazing tree uniquely repurposes its dead leaves. Stone Age chewing gum. Scientists discovered that teenagers in the Stone Age enjoyed a diet of deer, trout, hazelnuts, apple, duck, and fox. And finally in this section, sperm whales can take up to an hour to change direction. Recent research looks at why and how these huge mammals make their way across the oceans. To finish off with, we want to just highlight to you some events and training from across the industry that's coming up. Researcher to Reader is on the 21st of February in London. We have the Alps Journal Development Practical Plans for Improving Journal Success, which is on the 27th and 28th of February and is virtual. There's the Social Media Strategy Summit, which is also 28th and 29th of February and is virtual. And booking is now open for UKSG later in the year. That's in April in Glasgow. Do keep up to date with the latest with next month's blog. And in the meantime, have a look at our previous posts. Thank you very much for listening.